Welcome everybody back to Tea Touch for You Online, and this is Celebrate Your Body's Infinite Wisdom. This is our class 3 on December 8, 2019, and I am Sandy Rakowitz, helping host with Linda Tellington Jones, and today we have Debbie Potts in, and Eleanor is teaching elsewhere today. So this is about celebrating and deepening our connections, all for really tuning in with self-help through Tea Touch and connecting, reconnecting, expanding, opening our own infinite wisdom, our connection through our cellular wisdom and Tea Touch. And so here is Linda.
So it is such a pleasure for me to sit here way out in the Pacific on an island of Hawaii and connect with you from many parts of the world. And it's we still have somebody who needs to be muted, Sandy.
Yeah.
Thank you. The one of the things, if we could put up that image, Sandy, of the Moreton Bay Fig Tree. This concept that we had of taking this next period of time to celebrate our body's infinite wisdom. Part of that infinite wisdom is feeling our connection to all that is. That's it. To that source that is our source for all that is. And when we tap into this, that's when we tap into this phenomenal wisdom in every cell in our body. And part of that is remembering that we are connected to all of nature. And the reason that I wanted to bring this fig tree up is this is a message that I think it was 1985 approximately, that I got from this 600-year-old tree. I'm up in this tree in Australia, and I was sent there by Michael Rhodes to talk to this tree, because this particular tree had given him the basis for the first of 22 books that Michael Rhodes has written, and it was called Talking with Nature. So I had never talked to a tree before, and I took my journal and I walked out toward the tree. And as I'm approaching it, I get these words, come and sit by me, sit anywhere on the sun, in the sun. And I thought, okay, wait, I'm writing this, I'm getting these words. Never having done this before, you understand. And I figured, well, it must be the tree calling me. And so this tree just had an amazing message that many, many, many eons before, a time that's immeasurable in our mind, that there were many of these wise trees on the planet. And then came man with his whole other approach and disconnect from nature. And what the tree said is printed right here, that your race recognized the God within. We're talking within every cell in our body. That is only the start, that we, the kingdoms of the plants, the animals, the minerals, and the nature spirit, are recognized as one with you, is the key not only to survival, but to heaven on earth. And why I bring this up today, that when we are celebrating this whole concept of this part of the teachings that we're going to be doing together, is finding ways to really connect with our amazing source energy in every cell in our body. And one of the ways that we do this is by recognizing, in this hand that we have here, what year was that? I don't even remember the year right now it was. I started thinking, first of all, when we started the collection of touches, we had like numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for the different ways of holding of parts of our hand that we would use to do the detouches on our bodies. And then, wait a minute, we started getting more ways of using the hands. And then we thought, numbers, it doesn't make any sense. And I was leading a group in Australia, and Marnie Reeder was leading us each morning with our group. We would get up early and we were doing these beautiful Tai Chi movements. And they had these lovely names of the horse and the cloud and various animal names. And I thought, why don't I just name the different parts of the hands after animals that I've worked with? And so over the years, what we now have in each part of our hands are a representation of an animal, some animal that has come into my life. And it was, I don't even remember, it was in the 80s sometime when I started doing this. And one of our really wonderful American teachers heard that I was putting these connections of the animals on the parts of the hands. And she said, that's bringing the spirit of the animals into ourselves, into our own bodies. And this is what I want us to think about when, for those of you, and we have some new people here, we have like 20 different parts of the hands, approximately. And each part has an animal name, and it simply represents the part of the hand that we will use to identify what part that we're using. And as we do that, we actually call in the spirit of that animal, as the fig tree said. And for those of you who don't know, I can't bring my... I can't even bring my left hand up because I had an interesting incident on the November 4th. I'm falling back, getting pushed back down by my cart, an escalator at Los Angeles Airport. And I called it the incident with a bear. And I am sure I know that my angels were there with me, that I only injured my left arm and nothing else. But I also had these really beautiful, like 4 perfect marks that looked like a bear claw, not deep, just little marks, clear, about 4 inches long and 2 inches apart, on my leg and on my arm. And that's why I called it like a bear incident. A bear had accidentally clawed me trying to get away because I surprised him in his van. This is the story I made up. Now, the reason that story came to me is, like kind of shocked to think you fall down an escalator, but to have an incident with a bear, and he's okay, I just scared him and he ran away. the reason I bring that up is that what this has done for me is given me just this incredible opportunity to really love every part of this arm. The parts that are fractured, the elbow that's fractured, the hand that has pretty lot of trauma in it. And instead of thinking, I'm telling you, it's just like, it's a miracle that this is all that happened. And it gives us an opportunity to really, it gives me an opportunity to really bring love into every detach, more, even more than usual, to recognize this beauty that we are. And I would like to begin today by leading us in a very simple body blessing that was inspired by a study that Sandy Rakowitz, our Sandy here, and Robin Bernhardt did with a small group of a pilot program for people who had brain injuries and had been told by their doctors that there was no possibility for improvement. And they lived with a caregiver, and they came each month with a caregiver. And what they were shown is to simply do an outline of the body all down one side and then down the other side. And that simple showing the boundaries made some profound changes in people, which this is a story that is told in my sister Robin Hood's book, Wrap It Up For You, written by Robin Bernhardt. Now, when I heard this, this inspired me to think, wait a minute, this is an opportunity. And this is what I'm going to invite you to do, is just, we're going to, instead of just outlining the body, what I began doing was giving great thanks with a 1 1/4 circles. But now, instead of like, put your hand on the top of your head and just rest it there. And then lift it a little and support the weight of your own hand and just the lightest whisper of a connection. And do this, just a simple 1 1/4, very lightly, smile, say, thank you. Thank you for my brains, for all you do for me. And then I'm going to go down my other side and do whatever you can do. And now I'm going to say, thank you, my hair. However much hair you have or not. If you don't have much, you know, sometimes just thanks for the hair that was there and thanks for what you feel there. And thank you, my ears, however I hear. And now neck, yes, thank you, my neck. Thank you. Just 1 1/4, just whisper light. It's like a half a touch, barely a one. Now on the top of the shoulder, thank you for all you carry here on my shoulders. My upper arm. Now, whatever that looks like, thank you. Elbow, yes, thank you very much. Lower arm, wrist. Thank you, my wrist. And this amazing hands that we have. Wow, feel the hands and feel this. And just come up on the left side here. And the top of my ribs and my lungs, thank you. Because our lungs get forgotten. Let's come down my breast, my lower ribs. Yes, thank you. And just make it this like, wow, this is a admiration right now. Right in the middle of my chest here. Thank you. Oh, my heart. Let's come down and thank you, my belly. And my left side pelvis, thank you. And just go on down your thigh. Knee, yes, thank you very much. Now, your calf. Let's see. You can pick your foot up if you can and reach down and get in the foot. Now, one of the reasons I also feel this is so important is that Roland McCready, the director of HeartMath Institute, made a statement about 15 years ago in one of their research papers that I was receiving. And it said that each time that we actually say a negative word or think a negative thought to a part of our body, that affects our immune system. And so I began at that time to think, okay, how can I bring gratitude? So now what I'd like you to do is take your other hand and go down the other side and just really find all the parts, because there's all kinds of parts that you may want to, okay, I want to thank you. We'll just take another couple of minutes and make this journey through your body and really connect and say, yes, I see you, I feel you, thank you. And go down the whole other side and either in your mind or if you can, with your hand. And I'll leave each one of you to do this in your own time. We'll just take about a minute. Doesn't have to take much time. So what I would like to do is invite you now to speak for the part, some part of your body that perhaps you felt differently about, perhaps you connected with in a different way. And I believe that Sage, I think you have a group today, so you can only be with us for a while. If you would share a little bit about this journey, I would so appreciate it, because I know that you have been able to share this with youth, with young people, in ways that are really special. And our interest for all of you is that you take this and you share this with yourself, of course, with your family and your friends. And for those of you who are therapists, you take this into your communities, and that we share this blessing that we all are. And we start to remember that we are, this is an amazing, amazing vehicle for our, it carries our soul. It's our vessel of our soul. And when we begin to feel this in this way, we send that out around the planet as we remember that we're connected to all that is through this amazing genius source in each cell in our body. Good morning, Sage.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, we're, I think, can you hear me?
Yes,
perfect. Okay. We are blessed to be here with family this morning, and this fellow who goes to the jail with me. We work with that's Reggae. And Reggae and I go to the juvenile detention center on Wednesday mornings and share love with the kids and bring nature into what I would call a very sterile environment. So just having him in the detention center, it started to affect everybody from the security guards right when we walk in, to everybody who's coming out of court in the lobby. And then by the time we get back to detention with the kids, really starting to affect, starting to see more smiles, more people, more in their hearts, you know, smiling, laughing a little bit more. But the story that is coming up from this week in particular, Reggae actually decided to eat something inappropriate in the yard. We don't really know what it was, but he had a tummy ache for 24 hours. And so the day that I brought him into the jail, I had to be conscious about how much activity I was going to have him do because he was recovering from a tummy ache. So I told the kids, I said, all we're going to do is pet him today. That's it. I said, he doesn't feel great. I said, we're just going to work on touching his body. One of the kids, you know, often these are repeat offenders. So these are kids 12 to 17 that they come back over and over for, you know, the years that they're juveniles. And one of the repeat kids, he said, oh, are we going to do all those circles? And I said, yeah. And I said, I'm so glad you remember. And he said, oh, yeah. You do all these circles all over your body, and then you just relax more. And so I was teaching these kids. I had four kids on Wednesday just working on their own bodies. And I said, you know, let's just start with your arm. And the room they were the kids are, you know, they're doing it. They're doing their little circles on their arms. And then they said, oh, yeah, what are we supposed to do? Be sitting here touching ourselves during math class? And I said, well, if that doesn't work, you can just start doing this during science, or you can just start doing this during Phi Ed. And so the kids are all, they're working their mouths and they're working their ears. And I, you know, I'm teaching them heart hugs. The curious thing this particular week is the kids could not touch their hearts. This was and that was curious to me. I mean, what I do is I just kind of gloss over the touches as I'm working with Reggae. And I, you know, I bring in the mouth work because Reggae was a little mouthy on Wednesday. He didn't feel great. He didn't really want to be touched. And so I brought that in with the kids and said, you know, do you ever get mouthy? And they're like, oh yeah, we do. And I said, well, you know, you can do these same little circles. And they were goofing around about it. But one of the curious things with this particular group, like I said, on Wednesday, When I got to the heart hug, not one of the kids was able to bring their hands up to their heart. And I have, and so, you know, I just stop and I say, you know, at night when you're in your cell, if you're having a hard time sleeping, and again, these are babies, you know, of course they have a hard time sleeping. They're sleeping with fluorescent lights, no pillow, you know, one blanket on a cot. So I've taught them to do the heart hugs to help with sleeping at night, anxiety before court dates, you know, ear work for the ear tea touches for the young girls who have menstrual cramps, you know, headaches, anxiety, insomnia, upset stomachs. They're eating whatever food is put in front of them. And what I'm really starting to become even more delighted about is the kids are remembering the circles. Like they're just remembering that this is how we touch our bodies and this is how we relax. And I don't know if there was more than that you were looking for, Linda, but
how can it be more than that? That was the idea. Yeah. I mean, it's just phenomenal, this concept that by simply, you know, moving the tissue in a circle and a quarter slightly, that we can have such an effect of coming into these bodies,
yes,
that we inhabit.
Well, and one other thing too, you know, just having this tool, the T-Touch tool, to bring into this setting, I've had experiences where Reggae is lying on the floor and there's four kids surrounding Reggae doing the circular T-Touches on Reggae's body, and the kids start to laugh, they start to giggle, or they start to quiet down. I see their demeanor change from, you know, arms folded and this is dumb and I don't want to do this. They all of a sudden just start, they want to sit on the floor and they quiet themselves and they start doing these little circles on the dog's body, and they start to notice, oh, Reggae's got a stripe on his ear, or they start to become more aware of what's happening in the world around them. Every week that I go in, there's something new that comes up, and it's really, really something. One of the boys that we've been working with every week, one-on-one, he hasn't been allowed to be with other kids. And we went in a special visit last week for his birthday in the evening, and I've been teaching him the T-Touch work, and he got promoted. Right after we were there, he got promoted to the top level, I guess you would call it. It's called a pillar, which means that he is he's a kid that's what do you call it when you're like a, well, he's a pillar of the community.
A mentor.
And he has become a mentor. And this is the kid, for those of you that have followed some of this work, this is the kid that was in solitary a couple weeks ago that stuck his arm through the tray to pet Reggae, and now he's in this place where he's gone up the ladder. And whether it's the T-Touch work or not, I don't know, but I'm seeing a difference in not only the kids but also the detention officers and the security guards.
So thank you. And this is one of the things that we find with these magical 1 1/4 circles. And for those of you who are new to the work, it's done anywhere on the body and everywhere. And that's why I love the beginning with the body blessing, because wow, we set our boundaries, you know? And at the same time, remember that through this amazing divine spark, source energy in every cell in our body, we're connected to all that is. I would really, one of the things that that we love about doing this class is that it can be interactive. This is not something that we just put the information out there and then you listen. It's the interaction. It's what you're experiencing and that you are sharing. And one of my dreams in Europe, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, we've had these really wonderful 3-year trainings for this to work with other people. Our interest in this online course is that you take this work, you take it for yourself, and you share it with your friends, your family. Some of you are sharing it with groups, we know that. And it's in the sharing and the listening. Someone else, you know, they used it in this way. I mean, we've had some just remarkable over the years, over since many years, this opportunity to share. So I would like to know from what this little exercise that we just did, this movement of the body blessing, a little bit of what came up for you. Who would be willing to share that? Or something that you've been doing since the last class.
Okay, I have the power to unmute myself, so I'm back. I have a quick sharing. The body blessing, I'm sitting here with my sister and her partner, Guy. I'm going to just move the screen around. They came up. I don't know if we can see everybody. And also with my husband, James, and our dog, Reggae. And we were all sitting here doing the body blessing together, for many for the first time, and just immense gratitude. And now I'm going to mute myself, and we're going to leave and go grab lunch and go play. So thank you.
Have a lovely day.
So I'd love to share a little something that's been happening. I have a hospice. I'm a hospice volunteer, and I was working increasingly over the last few weeks, doing more and more T-Touch with one of the people, and she is just has gone from no interest in it whatsoever to being able to do T-Touch with her for an hour this last week, and just like drinking it in. And although there's been some memory related issues, when we're doing T-Touch, she goes into a deeper state of relaxation. She's talking about being able to let go, which at this stage is, at any stage of life, is a big, beautiful thing. And certainly at this point in time, she's not used to having that experience like that in her body. And, but her son-in-law was also there and started asking me questions about it. And as it turned out, he'd had multiple back injuries and hip surgery and injuries and so forth, and was having trouble getting up and down, and had just driven 20 hours the day before. And so I showed him what we were doing, a 1 1/4 circle, and talked a little bit about pressure. And he started doing that. I showed him how to go around his back and along his side and using different parts of his hand. And
Sandy, can you show that just now?
Sorry. Yeah. So, going on the back of like behind, using your hand this way or this way, and doing the 1 1/4 circles this way so that you can reach, cause my shoulder can't bend this way comfortably at all. And he didn't spend 10 minutes. And then we were talking a bit, and he got up and he just sort of popped up out of his chair and walked off. Whereas before he was getting up, like straining and really having a difficult time getting up and getting down, and then walking with kind of a lurching movement. And he did not have any of that. And so I said, so how's it feeling after he sat back down? And he paused, and his knee was bent, his foot was bent back, and was before it was kind of stretched out and kind of leaning over and doing deep tissue massage initially and discomfort. And he says, actually, that, I think it's much better. And I asked him what level of pain, and he said, well, I think it's like a 1, maybe 0. And he was at about a 5 or 6 before, just 10 minutes before that. So.
And this is why I really wanted to share today, because it's so, if you haven't been around this work, the simple move the tissue in 1 1/4 circles, you haven't seen what can happen. And we have thousands of examples of it over the last 30 years. You just can't imagine that we can do this ourselves. And it is so simple, it's like hardly believable, except that we have all of these cases. And this is why I really want you to realize how powerful this is. And for all these years, I mean, it was 1967 when I had saw this ad for a $5 astrological chart done by computer. I got it, and it said that in my lifetime I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And you know, for 15 years I did massage for horses based on my grandfather's work that he brought from Russian gypsies. He was an American training in Russia racehorses. And then I did the Feldenkrais work, this amazing, amazing Feldenkrais work from 1975 when I started the training until I graduated in 78. And then I continued the Feldenkrais work until 83. And then these circles, just one, these circles, then it was just a circle, not a circle yet and a quarter, came into my hand. And I thought, wow, anybody can do that, because it takes years to learn this beautiful Feldenkrais work. And without the Feldenkrais work, I wouldn't be who I am. It's amazing. And the simplicity of these one and a quarter circles is something that we can spread anywhere, that anybody can do. And the fact that we have taken this body of work and made a method of it is what helps it to be teachable. And so honing these skills, Sandy, if you could put up the mind map, this beautiful mind map that we have, and
of the animal names,
of the animal names, and Karen Freiling, who heads our work for humans in Europe, started me on this idea of doing mind maps based on the Busan work. And this is a collection. The reason that looking at a mind map instead of a list like this, the list, when we look at lists, that activates our left brain. When we look at these beautiful mind maps with the colors and the shapes and in this form, that activates both hemispheres. So I want you just to kind of think, okay, we've got this whole thing is a collection of the different parts of the hands. And don't worry, for those of you who are here for the first time, you just begin to get acquainted with it. But just to you see the spirit of the horse? Listen, you all, since the last time, we have another recognition of another part of the body. And it's not the hands in this case, it's the spirit of the horse. Because look at the right in the middle of this, if you look carefully, that is our logo. And it's a horse with, it looks like a wing, looks like a Pegasus, but the wing is actually a hand, if you look closely. This was done by my Russian friend, Andrei Orlov. And it's the horse over the world. And in 2002, I was invited by the University of Minnesota's Center for Spirituality and Healing to bring T-Touch into the graduate program. And I thought, you know, should we have a horse, like, you know, as a logo for this? Maybe they'd rather we had a different type of logo for humans. And the director said, no, that's important. I mean, I thought that was pretty interesting. And so I was thinking, Ibis, for those of you who don't know, Ibis was Sandy's amazing horse for, and passed over a few weeks ago, with 37 years old. And he saw himself as a connector to us. And one of the things that I have been doing for years, when I make a connection with a horse, I put my forehead to their forehead and something happens. It's absolutely amazing. Horses that before didn't want to be touched or were really afraid, when you do that, something happens. And so also for those of you who love kitties, I would love it if you've ever been like head bumped by a kitty to write that in the chat, because that to me is one of the greatest honors, when a cat puts their head there and invites you with its little bump. It's really special. Unfortunately, the closest we have with dogs is something I started years ago called, was a movement on Facebook, because somebody said, don't touch your, some big trainer said, don't touch your dog, it'll spoil them. So I started a movement called Kiss Your Dog on the Head. So that's the closest, like a, give them a kiss, because we can't quite do that head bump with the dog. I haven't figured that out yet. But I want you to see this, because you, even if you're not into horses, just imagine this connection to this amazing winged horse that is a representation from the stars. Really interesting. It connects you to that fractal that we are of the universe. Interesting. So these different touches, the abalone, we looked at this, the whole hand, that's in last week's session that we did, and the clouded, lying leopard, which is the fingers, the underside of our fingers from the tips to the hand. And then the reason we have the cub, the teenager, and the adult, it just depends which flat part of that you use. And it really helps us to differentiate the hand, to acknowledge the use of our hands. And all these different touches, we're going to be kind of looking at that later today, looking at some of these other touches and how we can best use them. And I invite you to move your hands in various positions and just use whatever part you can in order to easily reach the part that you can, that you want to connect with. So I would, Sandy, we'll take this down, and I want to just now have a connection. I'd like to hear a little bit back from you all. Other people who have found, like, interesting using different parts that you can reach with your hands. I know it's kind of scary to speak out in the group, but anybody who shares. I see Pat Hennessy has her hand up. Can you find her and unmute her? Pat, you can, yes.
You can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Well, I can say when we just did the exercise blessing ourselves, the one thing I enjoyed was really blessing my hands and my toes. And sometimes I have a hard time with, I've got back problems reaching my toes, but my toes really loved it. It's like they giggled or something. I did it. But I also wanted to bless my hands. We do so much with our hands. And especially, I happen to be ambidextrous, but I really like to bless, you know, both sides, because right. It takes both hands to do all of our stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And did you feel like, I love that fact that you felt like giggling when you touched your toes.
It didn't tickle. They just, the toes seemed to giggle. They enjoyed it. The toes enjoyed it.
I got that.
Yeah, it was fun. I like that. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And it's something that we really recommend that you do this, just like in the shower, before you get up, you can do it in bed. I had a wonderful story. We have a 17-year-old in Austria who has been with T-Touch since he was conceived in the womb. And he is now a practitioner. He's written his 100 cases and he's really amazing. And so I was in Austria last year doing this class. And so we did the body blessing, which I hadn't shared with that group before. And he said that normally getting out of bed is awful for him in the morning. He just couldn't wake up. He'd rather sleep. Nah, nah, nah. And he said he, in bed, laying there, he just did the part they could reach. And suddenly he was like wide awake and wanting to get up. That's pretty interesting. It brings us into our body in a way that, I love the fact that made your toes giggle. Thank you. Let's jump in with a few of you.
It looks like Catherine has her hand up, Linda.
Catherine Seal?
Yes.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Are you there?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yes, I just wanted, one of the things I wanted to say was when I was doing the body blessing, then I have to say I had a lot of troubles on my belly. I was having a lot of trouble saying thank you to my belly. And so I just found that a little interesting. Yeah. So that's pretty well all I have to say.
Well, I think that you're not alone. I really am the same way, and I've really had to work with it. And one of the things that has helped me a lot is recognizing, wow, how important that is and what it's housing. I mean, so interesting. Sandy, can you get your hands easily on the vagus nerve tree? If you can't, I can get it and hold it up here. I want you to, I'll just, oh good, there it is. Now, this is in, you can look at this on your, in the online. And you see that in the ear, the vagus nerve hooks right into the ear in the place that we have been doing for years, using it to bring a person out of shock or keep them out of shock, or actually be able to start a heart that has stopped. And I never understood, how come it is so effective? Well, right in that very part of the ear where it connects in, that is the point for the heart, actually also the intestines and the lungs. But look at, this is a branch, and look down here. I call this like the tree of life. And look where all this goes. So what you can do, what I found myself, I don't know, it was about 2 months ago doing, is when I woke up for a couple of nights in a row, and I started like lying on my back, and I invite you all to do this, to imagine this, and you'll have to kind of lean back a little because it's not the same in sitting, but I would start on the right side and really feel like inside the pelvic bone. And I would start, we can put that down a minute because I want to see me a minute. So I would start on the right, and I would do a touch and come all the way up the ascending cord and then down the other side. You don't make a circle. You come up from the left and down to the right. And I found myself the first night I did it really deep, and it was, a little bit uncomfortable, and I go to the point with my fingers like straight in. That's the first thing that I did. And I invite you to think of, just do this, because this is such an important part of our health. And I follow this around. I could just feel like the inside of the hip bone come up there and then all the way down the other side. And I went really deep until it was a little uncomfortable, and then back off a little bit and went all the way around. I did that one night. Felt, well, that's kind of interesting. Why am I doing this? And then the next night I found myself, instead of going straight in, I was like curling my fingers, and I was using the part between the first joint and the second. Sorry, I only have one hand, but between the first and second joint. That's what we call the chimp touch. And I was going in like that, circle and a quarter, all the way up from the left and down, up to the right and down to the left, sorry. And that was pretty interesting. And then the third night, I don't remember which touch I was using, but oh yeah, I do. It was like this. I was holding and using this, going really deep again. And when I had started this the first night, it was like some of the areas, especially up on the left side as I started down, was uncomfortable. I went to where it's uncomfortable and back off a little. And sometimes my body wanted me to go deep in there and to the point of discomfort. And it was really interesting. By the fourth night, and every night my hand wanted to use a different position. I'm so happy that you brought this up, Catherine, because for most of us women, the belly is the problem. We don't want to see that protrude, do we? And for some men, certainly my husband, he's taken a year to get rid of his pot with really careful control of what he's eating. No dairy, no sugar, no grain. Really careful. So why is this important to us? First of all, whatever is, if we can accept what is, that's who we are. And this, when we can begin to recognize that we don't like that part, and then say, wait a minute, this is part of this vessel that we are, this amazing vessel that houses our soul. And actually address those parts. And smile, because when you smile, you activate the serotonin, the feel-good hormone, really important. So thank you for sharing that. And see what you might do, Catherine. We're going to do it in another little exercise that we're going to do. We'll work with that. So thank you for sharing that. Yes, I see Valentina. Yes. Unmute yourself. I love your hat, by the way. It's a good idea. Put on the Christmas thing.
Got my tree.
Love it.
Over this past week, I had a puncture wound in the back of each hand. And there was blood leakage, so my hands were very swollen. And I couldn't do anything that curved the fingers. So both by myself and on the lovely hospice people that I had to work on,
Hold on a second. We can't hear very well, can we?
Oh.
I wonder, is there a better way that we can hear you better?
Is this better?
Not really. What's going on with the sound?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Valentina, do you have a headset or earbuds that you can plug in?
Oh.
Okay, if you could just go closer to your... where the microphone is, that'll help.
Yeah, I have no idea where it is.
We want to hear you.
I don't know about computers, everything. Is this any better?
A little better if you speak like really a little slowly and clearly, we'll catch you.
Okay. Hmm. Over this past week, I had a puncture wound in the back of each hand.
Oh.
And because they were so swollen, I couldn't do anything this way. So working on myself and other people, I just found my hands going to any shape I could take to welcome the shape of the body, my body and other people's bodies. And I just let go of any idea of now I'm doing cavalotti, now I'm doing the hummingbird.
Hold on a second. Sorry. So I got that you let go of something, but I can't, the idea of something, but I couldn't understand. Can anyone else understand better?
I let go of the idea of should, of I should do the abalone, I should do a leopard, I should, that all went away, and my hand just took a shape and used a part that it could where it was. In relation to the shape of the other person's body. So I worked with this a lot. I worked with this. I worked with my wrist. Oh, I just came farther down and worked with the wrist. I used the whole flat of my forearm. I used my elbow as if it was a raccoon.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I just, because I had lost this, I just, and I had to mentally stop thinking, what can I use? And let my body show me what I could use.
Beautiful.
I feel.
Yes. I mean, that's how all of the touches have evolved, is that either not being able to reach some part or finding an easier way to use the hand. And that's what we really invite you to do. So that was very clever that you couldn't use because of a pain from the puncture wounds. Interesting. Thank you. Thank you. Sally, Allison, hi. Let's unmute Sally. Or you can unmute yourself now. You know how to do that, don't you?
Hi. Years ago, when I was having so much trouble with my left SI joint and trying to work behind my back and a lot of times through jeans, I found it was much more effective if I did this.
And can you describe what this is? Because we have some people on the phone.
I've got my fingers together from both hands, and that way they could support each other, and I didn't need to use as much strength, and I could go straighter in.
Yes.
Yes. And it's also good any time you have, for yourself or another person, if you're trying to do a deeper touch through a heavy material like jeans.
That's a really good point. And
it's,
you can do the same thing, like when you reach behind your back, I support with my right hand with my left hand, and I actually move my right hand with the left. And it's much more effective, just as you're describing, Sally, putting the two fingers together and going straight in. That something else happens when we bring that balance from both sides. It's quite different. Thank you. We're just going to give a little space here. I really would like, it's so helpful to, I'm sure that there are others of us who have the same feeling that Catherine does, not particularly liking the ballet. And I'd like you to remember, it's been at least 16 years ago, that the Dr. Roland McCready, the director of research for HeartMath Institute. And if you don't know about HeartMath, it's HEART, capital MATH, run together, .org or institute. I really invite you to go online and look at what they do, because they have been doing really important research now for, I think it's 24 years, having people, instead of having a heart transplant or transplant or all the stuff you do to the heart, actually work with gratitude and the heart math concept of gratitude in order to heal ourselves. And this is worldwide. I mean, it's an amazing organization. And when he wrote that when we speak to our body with a negative thought in a negative way, we inhibit the immune system. And I remember looking at this, and I used to say, oh, Linda, that was really stupid, until I read that one statement in his research paper. And I stopped doing that. And I really invite us, this is what these months together is about, is celebrating the infinite wisdom with the concept of connecting with this 1 1/4 circle. We did a research study, which is listed under research on my website. It's a study, you can call it. It's only 58 people. That's still a lot of people. Three of us doing T-Touch for 20 minutes, And we had chose five, a selection of any, we specified five tea touches, and we could only work from the top of the head to where they were sitting on a chair in order to make a difference. And we made, and then we had these evaluation sheets that we had people fill out before, how they felt mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and then after the 20 minutes, and then 3 days later. And the results were so unusually positive that the researchers who were studying the results thought that we had paid people to come in to do this, to do these tests. And that's one of the things that we just love so much about this work, is that just moving the tissue, I do it on my face, one circle and a quarter. One and a quarter. And this little pause between. And knowing, when something hurts, it's a 1 second circle. When we want the most like connection, it's a 2 second circle, 2 seconds to get around the circle and pause. The mindful pause, staying present. Or if you want to put somebody to sleep or lower their blood pressure when they're lying down, it's a 3 second circle and a pause. And be careful with your slower circles because it can drop blood pressure. Now, for those of you interested, the very significant study that Cecilia Windsor did for her PhD with 168 soldiers fearful of injections, and a person who knew nothing about T-touch had to do 3 minutes of just circular touches around the area of the puncture. And there was a significant, that means more than 17% reduction in pulse respiration and blood pressure. And that was it's a significant study to remember. And the other study that is, you'll see listed, is something, it's a year-long study at a senior center that Diana Gidding was responsible for. Diane's here with us. Showing for 1 year interventions that were used for seniors who couldn't sleep, wanted to go home, wouldn't take your medication, had difficulties, just moments, I mean minutes of T-touch, or somebody who can't get up out of the chair, really difficult to move, as we just heard recently. Just a few of these T-touches on shoulders. And something happens. It's as though they come into the body. And I want you to think about how many of us have heard this statement. I was so afraid, I was like, you had this out of the body experience, you know. It's like we're not in our body. And this beautiful, respectful, you know, talking to the body with these 1 1/4 circles in the direction that we prefer can bring us into this body present and activate that divine source, wisdom, in every cell in the body. And I'd like to remind you of something. It's in a book called The Spontaneous Healing of Belief by Greg Braden. One sentence stands out for me in every one of his books. And in that particular book, it's the idea that every thought we have, every feeling we have, you know, thoughts, our feelings about our bodies, every emotion that we have, and every belief we have, that is energy. And that affects everything. Not just our own bodies, but it affects everything. So when we choose to pay attention to those thoughts and beliefs, and it's not like we won't have that negative thought, but we have the opportunity to transmute that, to transform it. And that's what this being together in this way does. We look here and we see all these people from around the world And it's such a pleasure. And I didn't notice, Martin, if you were here earlier, but I told the story of when Merlin last year woke up and started doing the body blessing and was able to wake up, right, in a different way. That was so beautiful that your 17-year-old have such a different connection to his body. And this is our desire, that through this sharing, this is what we're doing together. Before we take our 1 hour, we record these in 1 hour segments. So if you want to go back and listen to them, or other people, because we have a lot of people who can't get on the Sunday, you can do it in 1 hour segments. So before we end this segment, I just really appreciate hearing from one other person how you've been sharing this, either for yourselves or with others.
Do we just start speaking, or this is Anne from Utah? I'd never heard of an ocular stroke, but on Thanksgiving, one of my neighbors got up from the Thanksgiving table, went into the kitchen, and realized she was blind in her left eye.
Whoa!
And it just happened just instantly, and they took her to the emergency room, and it's not common. And she had an even more uncommon type of stroke. And at this point, they don't know anything they can do about it. And I feel like I'm not very good at gratitude. I tend to see the glass half empty. It's really made a difference. Instead of complaining about my feet in the morning when they hurt when I get out of bed, I'm like, thank you that I have feet. You know, thank you that I can see. Thank you that there are glasses and for the optometrist. And I was just at coffee before this session with a friend who, if a medical procedure can go wrong, it seems like it does for him. And it's really set him back that he's just had a total knee replacement in a knee. It's his third surgery on that knee. And so I was telling him about T-Touch, and especially the people at coffee, they tend to just joke and, you know, they want to get together and have fun. And it was just the two of us, because I usually just kind of keep this stuff to myself. And so I was talking to Mike, and then I came and you were encouraging us to pass it on. And I thought, well, maybe I've just had enough good experiences on my own, especially when I can't sleep at night, you know, that I'm starting to want to tell other people about it. And then especially having the website where they can go and see more. And I said, even though a lot of it's on animals, it'll do the same thing for you.
Yes, and we have some YouTube things that we're putting up that people can follow, because we do want you to share this.
And is it T-Touch for you on YouTube? Is that it for humans?
Yes, you know what we could maybe do, Sandy, is make a list of the YouTube, the stuff that's available. Now, and also, if you're part, one of the things we're going to do is gift you with a membership to our Tellington T-Touch community, which is for, it's a closed community for, animals primarily. But we have also in that library, we have all of the touches that you can, the different sessions that we've done that you can see. So we've got to send that out to you who aren't members of that, so you can go and look at that. Share it, that's the point, share it. And just when you're feeling afraid, like the knee, who knows where it's going to go? Already three surgeries. How is that going to, the fear that we have? I mean, that's one of our, that's where we hold, apparently, in the knees is the that's what the, it is said that the Mongols used to do chowaka, a form of skin rolling on the knees to take away the fear of death. Interesting. So if you think how important our knees are to us for survival in the world where we don't have wheelchairs or other means of getting around, just to be able to share the heart hug. And we're going to take our break, and we're going to include a little bit of this again, because with this heart hug, you can take a person in like 2 minutes or less away from those looping thoughts that you cannot stop and come to a place of reason using the forebrain so that we can actually reason and stay present. And that's one of the huge gifts of this work. So Sandy, should we end this segment and then we'll take a 10 minute break? Is that, and then
yes.
Start again?
So it's 9 after, so 10 minutes. So we'll come back at 19 after and we will see you shortly.